This is Sharon Wolf bringing you the seventh installment of an ongoing series looking into the issues surrounding getting older in Humboldt County, your civil rights, and the upcoming election for district attorney and superior court judge. The segments are available on SoundCloud or at theriodeltimes.com, along with my notated copies of the public records from the conservatorship case that I filed for my mom, Barbara. The segments had been available at the KMUD news page on SoundCloud until recently, when they were temporarily made private. I haven't been given many details yet, but KMUD received the much-anticipated threatening letter from some attorney, which made them nervous. They're having their legal advisor review the segments and the complaint, and I'm looking forward to hearing back from them. I provided the full copy of the complaint that I have filed with the Commission on Judicial Performance, that includes the supporting documentation, just in case there was any question. I am hoping for some legal advice here, since so far no legal professional has told me that I am incorrect in any way with my court filings regarding the issues that have gone on in my mom and stepdad Ron's conservatorship cases. The issue isn't that we're wrong here. The issue is that in Humboldt County, the wall of silence protecting a few well-connected individuals is very strong and very powerful. Right and wrong isn't a concern, and neither is following the law. It doesn't matter that everyone working in the courthouse knows at some level what is going on around them. The off-the-record stories are horrible, and generations of Humboldt County residents have had their rights trampled by the Superior Court because they weren't in the club of the connected. The Good Old Boy Network isn't some relic of the past in Humboldt County. It is alive and well and flourishing in dark corners, such as the courthouse. Your only hope is to not get in their way, and that's no way for the rest of us to live our lives. Hiring an attorney is simply not an option for the majority of us. So you're faced with trying to find some type of legal aid society to assist, but they're overloaded and underfunded, so good luck with that. Which means you may be facing the court in pro per, which is a Latin phrase that refers to a litigant who represents themselves. To us non-lawyers, the term would be cannon fodder. You might as well stamp the word victim across your forehead and just be done with it. You have no civil rights in Humboldt County under these conditions, unless you happen to be one of the lucky connected few. So what do our district attorney candidates and Superior Court judge candidates have to say about the equal protection of civil rights in Humboldt County? The word equal is key, because haven't you had enough of selective justice around here? In my court filings with the conservatorship case, I spelled out very specific allegations of elder financial fraud being committed by prominent local attorney Chris Johnson Hamer, a senior partner in the Arcata firm Stokes, Hamer, Kirk, and Eads. She specializes in probate litigation, according to her profile. We've documented at least two instances of Ms. Hamer drawing up legal documents and then securing the signature of Alzheimer's and dementia patients on them in order to benefit her clients. Ms. Hamer knew that an earlier capacity declaration from my mom had been completed by her doctors and submitted to the court well before she did this. Attorney Hamer altered at least two mandatory judicial counsel forms, had them signed by someone not legally entitled to sign the forms themselves, and then submitted them to the court under penalty of perjury. We submitted to the court a detailed points and authority document spelling out the allegations and all of the elements needed to prove elder financial fraud. We pointed out all of this to the court, yet it was ignored entirely. And I mean entirely. Judge Timothy Canning never addressed the allegations, and he never said my contentions were wrong. He simply ignored it. The probate court judge repeatedly and knowingly ignored allegations and documentation of elder financial fraud being committed in his court before his bench. But Attorney Hamer and her law firm are the well-connected. I don't believe Ms. Hamer would have dared to submit the blatantly fraudulent documentation that she did, under penalty of perjury, mind you, if she thought for a moment that the court would care. If she thought the court would actually look at a single paper that she submitted, or gave any of my filings as an improper person any consideration, then that would have been an incredible and possibly career-ending risk to take. But there are no concerns in the Humboldt County Courthouse for the well-connected. Local media has been initially interested in the story as it clearly demonstrates systemic civil rights violations in the courthouse, and they usually eat this stuff up. But as soon as they hear the name of the attorney and the firm involved, they run for the hills and hide their advertising dollars as quickly as they can. Stokes, Hamer, Kirk, and Eads is a very prominent law firm and active in many causes. So how do the other partners and junior attorneys feel about elder financial fraud? Would you like to make a statement on the record that specifically addresses the documentation submitted by Attorney Hamer in these two cases? We'll publish it if you do. So here we are with the wall of silence protecting the well-connected and running roughshod over the rest of us. Are you still okay with that? Aren't you tired of getting run over by that bus that they keep throwing you under? And are you aware that we outnumber the cronies? The only way that these abuses continue is because we, the public, allow it. We allow it by thinking there is nothing that we can do about it, and that's the way it's always been, so why fight it? But I'll tell you why we should fight it. Because when they come for you, or for your mom, it will be too late. You gave up your chance to stand up for what's right by remaining silent. Which brings me back to the election and the race for district attorney and for superior court judge. Both positions are critical to the future of our community and whether or not Humboldt County can move beyond the long-standing cronyism that is so deeply entrenched. Is the candidate independent of the good old boy network, or are they their mascot? Will they stand up for the fair application of laws no matter who is involved, or will they continue the selective justice that is the hallmark of our current courthouse? District Attorney candidates Adrian Kamada, Stacey Eads, and Michael Acosta. Superior Court Judge candidates Ben McLaughlin and Stephen Stewart. What specifically will you do to begin building confidence in the community that each of us will receive fair and equitable treatment when faced with a legal matter? It should be noted that whistleblower protection may apply to anyone with personal knowledge of illegal activities or the systemic violations of civil rights by prominent attorneys. In addition to it being the right thing to do, the law requires it. All it takes is one chink in the armor for the wall to begin coming down. Who is up to that challenge? Candidates refusing to address the civil rights issue that have been raised are demonstrating a clear intention to maintain the current system of selective justice. Your silence is your answer. Please be sure to educate yourself on the candidates, their records, their known associations, and who is funding their campaign. There's an old expression that applies here. You're known by the company that you keep. And it's just as true today as it was when your parents told you that when you were young. So candidates, it's time to pick your side and clearly tell the voters where you stand on these civil rights issues. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to check out the other segments from the series and the notated public records posted at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting.